SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Darcy Simpson-Carr. I'm playing for the Redfern All Blacks. I'm based in Sydney, but I'm from the heart of the Riverina in Griffith, New South Wales. Yeah, that was so special this year. It was the first year my Uncle Rob put in the memorial side for my nan. She passed late last year in November, so it's still very fresh to my family, and them bringing the team here was so meaningful. And the boys, Rob Jr. and Kane, they love Nan so much, and they just played with their hearts on their sleeves for her. And my uncle was so passionate about winning this year, but LARPA got over the line, which was sad, but that's knockout footy in the end. But yeah, it was very special, and yeah, it was a really good thing. It's a positive thing for our culture. You know, we don't get much of this in our lives, but every year, once a year, this comes around, and that's all people talk about. That's all us blackfellas talk about. You know, everyone just wants to win it, and we're all so passionate. All these little communities come from all over the place, these big communities as well, and it's just so passionate. Everyone's here, the kids are all here, and yeah, it's such a good thing for our people. Stand out to me would definitely have to be, well, definitely last year for myself. Playing in my first ever women's knockout was like, that was so big to me. I've come here since I was a little girl, like a baby almost, and I've watched these girls my whole life basically, and just wanted to play with them and play against them, and yeah, it's a really big thing to me. It's so big for the next generation as well. They, you know, they're the future of all of us, and especially the young girls. Women's rugby league is growing more and more every year, and you see some of the best stuff at the knockout. And most of us girls, you know, none of us play NRLW, and we verse these NRLW girls and we beat them, and it's like, do you know what I mean? So it's huge to us. We hold that fire in our hearts, and yeah, it's crazy. Oh, so much talent, eh? Like, you don't get to see it as much because of the Friday. It's not really streamed on NRTV, but definitely on the Sunday and the Monday this year, like, I've watched some of the best games. Some of the best games at the knockout are the women's finals and stuff. You know, like, they're the games that everyone comes to watch, and it's just huge, yeah. Definitely need to get, if there isn't already, scouts and stuff here, like, they need to come down here and look at this talent that the girls are bringing. It's amazing. We still have some of the older girls that could still have a crack in the NRLW. Like, there's never an age limit on that, you know what I mean? And especially the young ones, they're, like, they're killing it, and we just want to get them pathways, especially for our young girls to get in there. Like, you know, there's not enough black girls in the NRLW. It would be mad to see a couple. Growing up, I loved watching the girls like Shailen Williams and Becca Riley, definitely like Lavina Phillips and Tisha Boney. They all play different positions. They all have their strengths in like different areas on the field, and I love watching all of them. Like, I couldn't really put my hands on one and pick. Like, they all bring something to the table, and I've loved watching them. Like, they just give me adrenaline every time, and I'm playing with a few of them, so that's just, it's just so big to me, yeah. Definitely winning it, I don't know, that's all everyone wants to do. Like, that's just the main thing for us blackfellas, to win a knockout and to host it somewhere. I wish the girls could pick it where we host it, but we can't. But I don't know, I think it's special, you know. The men do their thing too. The men, like, bring the crowds and all that as well. It's huge, yeah. It's huge for all of us. I play for my grandmother. She's always in the back of my mind when I play. Play for the whole Redfern community. Every time I run out there, like, the block always, like, you know, we all grew up down there, we all grew up together, us girls, we play for each other, we're that tight on and off the field, so that's why it all means so much to us. Like, we get out there and everyone always says to us, like, we gel so good together. It's because we actually grew up together, we're sisters, you know, and we're Redfern to the bone.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.